So Brazos County Republicans are hitting the road.
Brazos County Republicans are hitting the road, Bill. We're going to go to, we're going to head up to Iowa to campaign for Donald Trump and in the West, in the Des Moines, West Des Moines, Urbandale, Clive, some of your road stomping grounds, and we're hoping to shave a few points here and there. That's the whole. The whole game is to try to shave a few points and get out the vote.
Why Iowa?
Well, Iowa is one of the battleground states. There were originally 11 battleground states that were named, and Iowa is one of those. It's been in the thick of the race the entire time. And although it's six electoral votes, those six electoral votes could mean a lot. If you take Iowa and then you take Nevada, Nevada has six electoral votes as well. We have another friend that's leading a group with the Texas Strike Force to go to Iowa. I mean, to Nevada as well. So, you know, the whole idea is to go up and try to get a few points here and a few points there, and get our side to the polls on through early voting and through Election Day.
In the meantime, I'm guessing there are those who are Brazos County GOP supporters that are knocking on doors in Brazos County as well.
There will be various times during the early voting period up to Election Day that there will be the get out the vote effort in Brazos County as well. Although we do have four of our women and another man from Brazos County that are going to be making the trek to Des Moines as well. So you know, it's I don't think we don't look at it as trying to turn our back on our own county, but we look at it as an effort to go capture a state that really we need on our side in the presidential race. Now, there are a lot of activists that are campaigning actively, and we just did a phone bank at headquarters a week ago for Will Hurd. He's a congressman down in South Texas. Now, he's in a really tough race, so we've had some phone banking efforts there, and we do have some people actually going down to the to that congressional district to help out as well.
I'm guessing the trips are not unusual, going out to other places, be it in-state or out-of-state, but what's different about the attitude or the mojo or what you want to get accomplished in this presidential campaign?
I think everybody understands the gravity, you know, the old term that was thrown around for so long, and the gravity of this presidential race, I think, is it's hard to lose. I mean, you've got a situation where we clearly feel like the candidate on the other side is ethically challenged, let's say, and Donald Trump, all through his gaffes, he hasn't done anything criminal. He hasn't had anybody covering up for him, and I think trying to be nice, she's had a lot of people covering up for her, and it really pains you to see that the other side even introduces a candidate like that. I think I'm more disheartened about where we're at, that we could have that sort of candidate on the ballot. The rule of law means something, and if we don't have the rule of law, you have anarchy. And how do you go to other countries that are third world countries and declare that they must follow the rule of law when they can look at you and say, well, you're not following the rule of law? You've got a Department of Justice that's covering up. We have stuff that we know has come out through WikiLeaks, and they're covering it up. It's just very disheartening. I guess that's a good description for it, Bill. Just really disheartened. And so I'm going to go fight. We're going to go fight for our side. And hopefully, as Donald Trump says, drain the swamp. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. Washington, D.C. is flush with taxpayer money, and corruption is everywhere. And so I think part of the battle is battle against corruption. And those that might think about sitting home this election, I would encourage them to go out just for the mere sake of fighting corruption. We cannot have corruption in the United States and have the rule of law and be a leader of the free world.